Of last week, we were discussing this concept that I think is brought down in Rishonim, earlier Achreinim, but the credit has always been given to the Ketzois, that the idea is that when it comes to making a Chalois Gerushin, it's unlike any other types of Shtarais procedure. In this week's Haftarah, the Navi in Yirmiyah was discussing the Sefer HaMikneh over and over again. For those of us who noticed it, that's the Mekar for Shtarais. The Gemara in Kedusha makes a drasha from that pasuk, V'ekach HaSefer HaMikneh. Over and over, the Sefer HaMikneh. So the Ketzois tainted that even though by regular shtaris, if I'd want to use a shtar to buy and sell a house, I'd have to give you the shtar, you'd have to be koine the shtar, and without that, the transfer will not happen. That's not the case by Gerushin. It doesn't have to be the way Gerushin works. Gerushin, you don't have to be koine the shtar, you have to just make it a sinas shtar. That was the basic words of the Ketzois. We spent last week showing that it's not the Ketzois' chiddush, it comes from earlier, it comes from Rishonim, it's probably Gemara Mefereshes in Gid. Okay. Now, we also mentioned that there's two ways to understand it. If you understand that you don't need a kinyan at all, that's probably what the Ketzais holds. You don't need a kinyan. Why don't you need a kinyan? Because where does it say in the Torah you do need a kinyan? So the Ketzais says you don't need a kinyan because it doesn't say in the Torah you do need a kinyan. That's one way of learning it. The other way that the Achrayim learned was, no, of course it needs a kinyan. But she doesn't have to make the kinyan. This is the way Reb Baruch Ber understood it, and Reb Chaim understood it, and everyone that lived post the 1800s. They all understood. With Kedushin?
Yeah,
that's a Shiloh. That's the Avni Malum is Sais for himself, and the Ketzais is Sais for himself. And the Granat has a Chiddush that even by Kedushin Kesed, that would be the case. Yeah, that's what we came out with. But the most Achrayim post the 1800s understand that according to, that the Lundus of Gerushin is, of course, she needs to acquire the get, but she's not the one who makes the Kinyan. The Kinyan happens not via her. The Achrayim uses terminology, Sha'atayra Zichsala. The Torah takes care of the kinyan. Of course she owns the get, and if someone were to steal the get from her, they'd be being a ganif from the Isha. She never made a kinyan on it. Says the Achrayim, the Torah made the kinyan for her. Torah Zachsala. That was the lumnus that the Gedar, the Achrayim all say over.
We say that Nesina is enough. When is the Nesina Chal? Just when it gets onto her Rishus? Do we need Adam this?
No, that's a separate issue in Hilchas Gerushin. But what the Torah requires to make a Chalois Gerushin is just to make a Maisa Nesina. Now, we saw in the Achrayim that the question is what makes something a Maisa Nesina. If he gives her the get and says, well, I retain ownership of the paper, so the Achrayim point out that that's not a Maisa Nesina. What do you mean? I gave it over. The answer is Nesina means giving over something that's at least transferable in some way in Kinyanim. Even though she can't be Kainit, Reb Shimon didn't like that. Reb Shimon said that's a joke. Reb Shimon said if she can't be kainet, then it's not a ma'is nesina. But we said over from the Gedalia Achrayim that if he does an act of nesina from him to her, that constitutes what the Torah asked from Gerushin. Rav Elchanan in Kavit Shurim says he thinks the nafkamina between what we're saying now over here. And I want to make this very clear. We're saying now there's possibly two very different ways to create the same outcome. There might be two ways to create a chalois gerushin. One way might be through just a ma'is and a sina, and the other way might be through darkei kinyanim, which means that even if the Ketzois' whole shtickle Torah is correct, that sometimes the Torah never required a kinyan, the Torah made the kinyan, but maybe sometimes the Torah said, and if you do make a kinyan on the shtar, that could also work. I mean, what we're trying to suggest now, and this is pretty clear from Reb Chaim and other Achrayim, that there's two methods to make Gerushin. There's one method where she's consenting, she's a Gedoyla, she has a Yad, she can make Kinyan, then the Gerushin is very simple. Then the Chalois Gerushin happens through the transfer of the Shtar, through the Kinyan of the Shtar. But what happens, says Reb Chaim, when you have a situation where either she's not interested, it's Bal Korchoi, or it's on a Suri Hano, or she's a Ketana, then you got to come up with a creative Lomdash way to make Gerushin. That Lomdash way is through a Mais and a Sina. So, we could say that there's two separate paths, and a person could try with whichever one fits for that situation. Rabbi Chanan says, I'll tell you an afkamina between the two, so to say, paths. What happens if you make the gerushin through kinyan agav? Let's say, for example, the husband says to the wife, you know what, I have a house in New Jersey, and she's sitting in New York. He puts the get in the house in New Jersey. He's machna her then the house in New Jersey. The shtar is sitting in that house in New Jersey. So agav, the house, she'll get the shtar. Would that work? So Bukhana says, well, that depends. If it's working through kinyanim, so that's a Maisa Kinyan. But if it's working through this magical Maisa Nesina, that's not a Maisa Nesina. It's a Maisa Kinyan. She owns it. We're not debating that. But if you hold like the Ketzois, you have to have a specific Maisa Nesina, then it wouldn't be sufficient. If you hold that the two are not steerers to each other, so then you can choose whichever one you'd like. That's what Reb Chaim said over.
But would kinyan agav work by get, because the problem you have is Mashakunti.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem in any case. We'll get to that. That's
the next. Say,
we're going to get to that. Next piece of Gemara, when we get to it in 3 weeks, we'll talk about. Now, the next line of the Gemara. We'll get to this Kash Mashakunti Shakunaba. Reb Baruch Ber and Reb Chaim have a piece where they discuss the same idea. Reb Chaim says the nafkamina would be, how do you divorce a ketana? How is it possible to make the divorce of a ketana? So Rav Chaim says, well, it depends. The ketana, if you're going to try to use regular mice and kinyanim, it's not going to work. So you can't give her a regular mice and ketana through, let's say, kinyan agav. It's not going to work. But if you're going to just do a nesina to a ketana, then it would work. Why? Because if you're going to go the nesina route, then you don't have to find, you don't have to be, you're not bound by the regular darki kinyanim. And since ketana is not able to make a kinyan, but you don't need a kinyan because you did a nesina. But if you're going to give a ketana kinyan agav, so that's not a ma'isa nesina. If it's not a ma'isa nesina, you're going to come on to kinyanim. Ketana doesn't have kinyan. And the last nafkamina is really, I found in Shuri Reb Nochum. Reb Nochum Tain is like this. What happens if you want to write a get in a Suri Hana? So we know the Gemara says you can write a get in a Suri Hana, which is one of the Ketzaisis problems. How can you write a get in a Suri Hana? You can't be carrying a Suri Hana. Says Reb Nochum, let's make it more lomdish. Not stam, you write a get in a Suri Hana and you hand it to her. You write a get in a Suri Hana, and then you makne her the Suri Hana get through Kinyan Agav. What happens then? So says in Nachum, it's totally in the Tumah Halchum of Gerushin. If Gerushin is through a Mice and a Sina, and that's how I could justify a Suriano because it's a Mice and a Sina, Kenyan Agav is not a Mice and a Sina. But if you tell me that the way Gerushin works is the HaTorah Zachsala, the Torah makes the Kenyan, even though she doesn't have a Yad to make the Kenyan, so a Suriano is the same thing. The Torah will make the Kenyan, if the Torah makes the Kenyan, it's okay. So Nachum works it even on another step. He talks about a case of a Suriano through Kenyan Agav, which might be a Nafkamina. Now just to round off the end of the Sugya, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky writes that he believes that the Ktzois really agrees to everything we've been saying up till now. He thinks that the Ktzois agrees that when the Ktzois talks about Kinyan Nesina, just do Nesina, he doesn't mean that there's no Kinyan on the other end. The Ktzois of course agrees that the Leisha is going to own the get. He just believes she's not the one who's actually Kinyan. He believes the Torah does the Kinyan. But if you'd ask the Ktzois wouldn't tell you, Gerushin works by just the Mice and Nesina. Of course not. It needs a Kinyan. Where's the Kinyan by Yisuri Hano? Where's the Kinyan by Ketana? Where's the Kinyan by Karcha? The answer is the Kinyan is not done by her. The Kinyan is done by the Torah. So according to Reb Shmuel, he knocks out the whole Geshmak of it. He basically says that the Ktzois agrees to the premise of the Echreinim. He holds that the Nesina is what makes it, but you also have to have a Kinyan, but the Kinyan doesn't have to be done on by the Isha. The Kinyan is instead done by the Torah. Okay.
I think I asked this later. How is the Torah Magna Yisuri Hano? It's an eternal contradiction within the Torah.
Right, 100%. That's hard to understand why the Torah would do that. But for Mezit HaMashiach, the Torah felt that this is something we want to be makna her. I'm not sure why. Your soul's Baal
Karcha. You have to have a mechanism.
Right, you have to have some way of bypassing the problems. Okay.
Does the Gemara say always that there's two things that the Torah is
makna? Yep.
It never mentions
Gerushin, right? That's a good point. According to the Shtekot Torah, why is Gerushin? But again, the Torah doesn't say anything about Yerusha either. Yerusha is also something that's Ein Berushusa, and the Torah makes it Berushusa. Those things are funny, because the Pshat, you don't really own it. The Torah makes it as if you own it. Here, you really own it. Meaning, Yerusha, the Pshat, is not like Yerusha, you don't. Yerusha is, you own it. Where was my Kenyan? The Chiddush of Yerusha is, you can own something without a Kenyan. Here, by Bar B'Shus Ram, you don't own the bar. You know, you can't be mekadesh the isha with a bar. Right? We got to try to find as much kedushin relevant issues today as we can. For after our share, we're going to be having a kedushin here, so we have to try to come up with kedushin relevant topics. Because now we're learning gerushin. Last year we were learning kedushin; no one needed to get married. Now we're learning gerushin. Also now there's a chasm. Okay, it's a good thing we're makish shavai liyitzir. But in any case, by bar issues, the pshat, you don't really own it. The Torah makes it as if here you really own it. The Torah made the kinyan for you. That's the difference. Okay.
For those who don't know,
right, we're going to be having a chasna taking place here in Mitzvah Shemayat after the shir today. For those who don't know,
it'll be about 10 minutes.
It's going to be quick. Quickest chasna you've ever seen. Okay. Something definitely interesting. First-hand experience. Okay.
It
was in the email. It was my first email. Okay. Shmamina nomri's emails. Okay. Now we know.
That's
what
my kids will do.
No
smorgasbord. Okay. You turn it off. Okay. You have to give a gift. I don't know. Depends what they're serving at the meal. Okay. Fine. So we left off with this Yisrael of the Achreinim. Thank you. This idea of the Achreinim, whoever you want to trace it to, that the way Gerushin works is it's not a regular Maisa Kinyan on the get. Either there's no Kinyan on the get or the Kinyan happens by the Torah. Okay. Very good. With that introduction, we're now ready to start the first piece of Gemara in the 8th parak. The Gemara starts off like this. Vitzricha. Number one. The Gemara is trying to tell us that there's two places in the Torah where we find the concept called Kinyan Chatzir. Which is what we started talking about at the beginning of this parak. We were talking about the idea of kinyan chatzir, that when a person makes a gerushin, he doesn't only have to put the get into the woman's hand, he can even put it into her backyard, into her house, into her knapsack, into her car, a possession that belongs to her. The Gemara says, you should know there's one other place where we find this concept called kinyan chatzir, and that's by a ganif. If a ganif steals something, instead of actually stealing it by hand, he steals it with his possession, which we'll have to talk in in large, big issues about that, how that works. But let's just keep it simple. Basically, you have a, you see a, your friend's object on the street, and you bring it into your chatzar. You, maybe you don't pick it up, but you help it, you shoo it in into your chatzar. Now it's in your backyard, and you have das to steal it, so you become a ganav through your possession. So the Gemara says, why did the Torah have to write two places? For where the Torah introduced us this idea, write it in one place and we'll learn from the other. Why did the Torah have to write so two places for this concept? It seems to be a very basic concept. My possession is an extension of me. Now we find that probably in civil law, that my possession is an extension of me. Right? We're not going to say if a person is found with a weapon and it's found, instead of in his hand, it's found in his backyard, we're going to say, well, he's innocent. The weapon wasn't found in his hand, it was found in his backyard. Of course, the backyard is you. So why did the Torah have to write in two places with regard to our halach? So the Gemara says this, but tzricha. Di'iash meaning get. If the Torah would only write in one place, meaning by gerushin, this concept that a chotzer works, I would think mishum debal karcha megereshes. I would think it only works by gerushin. Why? Because gerushin is done by karcha. Aval ganiv deleisa bal karcha, but by ganiv you can't become a ganiv against your will. So then maybe emoloi. So then maybe kinyan chotzer doesn't work, which is why the Torah had to go out of its way to write another place that even by ganiv kinyan chotzer works. Okay, this is a very very problematic piece of Gemara over here. The first problem with the Gemara is, if you learn like the Ktzos, the Gemara has no kasha. If you learn like the Ktzos, that when you learn the first Mishnah in the 8th parak of Gittin, all you see from that Mishnah is that your chatzar is good enough to be Mekayim v'nasan biyada, because the chatzar is an extension of her hand with regard to the Sina, but has absolutely no power to create Kinyonim, because Gerushin is not about Kinyonim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? How do I know that chatzar is kaina? If the Torah would only write by Gan, even by get chatzar is not kaina. I don't learn from Gerushin that chatzar is kaina. Nowhere in the parasha of Gerushin is not chatzar being kaina to get. So what is it doing? It's being mekayim the nasa. It's considered a nesina. So how would I be able to learn out that from ganiv? By ganiv you need to be kaina to get, but you need to be kaina to gneva. The only way ganiv is going to be over gneva if he actually acquires it. So you're going to tell me that if the Torah would have wrote by get, I'd be able to learn from ganiv from that. Ganiv, you need to make a ma'aseh kinyan through the chatzar. By get, your chatzar is not making a ma'aseh kinyan for you. It's just a ma'aseh nesina. So what's the half a minute of the Gemara's kasha? It's a peldik Gemara. So before we see the... Huh? Oh, so what's the shakla of a type? So before we get to that, the simple way of reading this Gemara, I would have assumed, is that Bal Korche is a svara, that since Gerushin is Bal Korche, so what do you see? You see that the Torah made it very easy to create a chalos Gerushin. The fact that the Torah makes it against her will, it means it's very easy to create a chalos gerushin. If it's so easy to create a chalos gerushin, that's why you can use a chatzar. It's almost like the Torah built in kulas. The fact, meaning, what's the svar of the Gemara? Gerushin is about karchai. So what? What does that have to do with anything? Torah says, since gerushin is about karchai, that's a fancy way of saying that the Torah made gerushin a very easy procedure. The Torah did not make us find or use the regular rules that you would in transactions. So since it's so easy that you can even do it against the will, maybe it's so easy you can even put it into her chatzar. That would have been the simple way of reading the Gemara. Now we just have to talk about this for a second. How do we talk and know that Gerushin is Bal Karcha? This is something everyone knows, right? Every school child knows Gerushin is Bal Karcha. How do you know that? Is it a pasuk? Is it even a Gemara? Right? It's this Gemara. The Gemara says Gerushin is Bal Karcha. But there's no Makar. It's one of those amazing things. There's no Makar. So where's the Makar that Gerushin is Bal Karcha? The truth is the Mishnah in Yevamos. The Mishnah of Kufyud Gimel, beginning of the 14th parak of Yevamos, says clearly that Gerushin can be done Bal Karcha of the Isha. Great. The Mishnah doesn't tell us a pasuk. The Mishnah doesn't give us a reason. Nothing. No comments, no mess, no nothing. So what's Takar Pshat? Why is Gerushin done Bal Karcha? So the Echreidim Tomol, they say they bring a raya from the fact that if you read the Psukim, it sounds like that from the Psukim. Psukim keep on sounding like the husband's in the driver's seat. The husband doesn't like it, he gets rid of her, he doesn't do this, that. So it sounds like the husband's in the driver's seat. Well, that might be how it's done. Right, that's one of the Ktsois' rayas. The Ktsois is coming from the backside. He's saying, well, listen, if you need to actually be kainit, so you can't work Bal Karcha. So he's working after the fact. But, so there are those who say, I'll bring your raya from Moiti Shemra. By Moiti Shemra, the Torah says he's not allowed to divorce her. So the diuk is that only by Moiti Shemra, he's not in control. Everywhere else, he is in control. Just the simcha that we're going to be having a kedushin, let's say a shtikol Torah and kedushin. Maybe the pshat is like this. We mentioned this last week very, very quickly from Rabbi Asher Weiss. If you understand kedushin, not the way we talked about it when we learned kedushin. If you understand Kedushin as a purchase, so then it's hard to understand how it could work Bal Karcha. But if you understand Kedushin slightly different, if you understand Kedushin meaning that she is herself, she is her own person. The Chiddush of Kedushin is that someone else can come and overtake her bailus and put his bailus on her. That's what Kedushin means. Kedushin means that a woman allows herself, and now this only happens with her consent. She allows another force to overtake, or to sort of say, override her power, and now he's in control. If that's the lumdus, so then it makes a lot of sense why the husband could do a Bal Karcha. Because what's she doing? She's nothing. He's putting on his power, so to say, and then he takes it off. Why is she involved in this decision? If Kedushin is a purchase, she buys and selling and buying, so you understand, every time there's a buyer and a seller, you have to have consent of both. But if the lumbus of Kedushin is not like that, if the lumbus of Kedushin is that she's just basically allowing him to overtake her, he's allowing her to inject his bilus into her, so then it's a little bit understandable why it could be done without her consent, because what's she doing? He's the one who put it on, he's the one who takes it off. So the fizeh could be moving a little bit why Gerushin is done by Karcha. Which, if this is the pshat, then the Mishnah Kedushin is shven. The Mishnah Kedushin says, Ha'isha kainas atzma. She's not really kainah herself. She's not kainah herself. She owned herself, and she allowed him to overpower her. When he leaves, it's not the pshat, she's kainah herself. Right, she didn't need a kinyan in herself. We removed his power. But that's not called a kinyan. So then it's shver.
Just to make the language
better. Right, that's what Rashi, that's what we spoke about when we learned Kedushin. That's what Rashi writes over there. Rashi says, Liyoiz Birushusoi, Rashi's trying to bavon this kasha. That doesn't really mean she's actually kain herself. She doesn't need to be kain herself. She owned herself the whole time. So what was Kedushin? Kedushin was the pshat that he owned her. It wasn't the pshat that we transferred ownership of her. Kedushin was the fact that now he would be allowed to, so to say, have bilus in her. If he decides to pull out his bilus is removed. You don't need her consent. Okay.
He also took on a responsibility.
That's right.
And in the end, he's giving up those responsibilities.
They're right, which is okay without her consent. He could do that as long as he wants to do it.
But
he's
just taking on its obligations to her.
Right.
She gets benefit. Right.
Of course.
Say, Pavel made the time do. She wants to be married to somebody, so it's not like...
Again, without a doubt, the Kedushin creates this chayv as both sides. But if you understand that all Kedushin was him being able to have power on someone else, and if he decides, I no longer want this power, it somewhat makes sense that he can pull out without having to...
What's his responsibility? It seems like he can pull out without... Give up the responsibility.
Right, so that we spoke about. That's the question of when you don't want to keep what says in the, you don't want to give Sherek says Vaina. Right, that might be a problem. If you want to end the marriage, that's okay. If you want to be in a marriage and not follow the marriage, that's when we're going to have a problem.
But at the end of the day, you do look at it as a chov to the woman in divorce. So, I mean, for me to exercise my rights at someone else's expense without their consent is
right.
Still a chiddush.
Right, that's right. I agree with you. I think that's part of the chiddush, but I just think the mechanics of it. If you're going to look at it like a regular purchase, then it's hard to understand the mechanics. You can't have a purchase by Bal Karcha. But if it's not so much a purchase, but instead it's more of like a siluk. What he's doing, he's removing himself from the bias that he put onto her, so then maybe there's somewhat of a havamid to understand why Gerushin is Bal Karcha. But again, it's pashtus, it's a chiddush akra that you can make Gerushin Bal Karcha.
So but in this conversation, how would it work if she wanted to get divorced with Bal Karcha?
It won't work.
Why?
Because he can't take, in the way we're saying it now, is he can't take off his power. He got power into her because she consented initially, and now that power is there, she can no longer push it off. He could take it out because it's his power, but she can't force his power off. Now, it's like if you take a bad partner, you're stuck with him now. You can't get rid of him, but the partner can always decide to leave. So same thing here also. She allowed him to take power in her, and until he gets rid of that power stays. Okay. So Frek Reb Chaim Moizer, has a piece in Achiezer, Simon Lamed, Simon Chavtes, where he asks a kasha on our Gemara. Chaim Moizer is generally known for his sake halacha, but Chaim Moizer was a goyin. So Chaim Moizer asks, he doesn't understand this Gemara in Gittin. He says, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. What would have happened if the Torah only went one place, Kinyan Chatzar by Get? I would have had a Havamina to learn out Ganet from Chatzar? From Chatzar of Get? Chatzar of Get works through the Nesin according to the Ktzais. No Kinyan at all. Ganet is a Kinyan. How can you compare the two? Zakht b'chaim Moizer, that's exactly the Gemara's answer. Zakht b'chaim Moizer, read the Gemara like this. V'tzricha. V'iyash mean and get. If the Torah would only tell me, kinyan chatzar b'get, mishum the Bal Karcha megarsha. What does that mean, Bal Karcha? Bal Karcha megarsha, and therefore it's not a Maisa kinyan, because you can't have kinyan on Bal Karcha. So what is Gerushin? Gerushin is only a Maisa Nesina. That's good for the Gemara's Pircha, says b'chaim Moizer. So when the Gemara said that if the Torah would have only wrote by get, I can't learn Ghana from get, that's good for why? Because since get's Bal Karcha, what does that mean? That's just a trick word. To meaning that you're not making a kinyan, instead it's a mice and a sina. Oh, so if it's not a kinyan, just a mice and a sina, then I can't learn out Ghana from it. So Chaim Moizer says, does goof with the Gemara. It's a beautiful. The Gemara reads so nicely. When the Gemara says Bal Karcha, the Gemara's not telling you a lumdis in the kinyan Bal Karcha. The Gemara's saying exactly that you don't need a kinyan. So how does Gerushin work if it's not a kinyan? It's a sina.
Is it true that kinyan
Ganeva
is not Bal Karcha the Ghana? It's to his disadvantage.
Yes, but he has to at least want to steal it. You're right. Once he decides to steal it, we throw everything at him, whether or not he wants it. But he has at least decided he wants to steal it.
So there's a Bal Karcha element.
There's an element. Right. Well, yes. But the point is, you at least want to...
He can be screaming, I'm not coming.
Right, but,
too bad.
Right, but that's because he decided he wanted to steal it. Right, you can say whatever you want, but you decided to steal it. You can't have it both ways.
Why?
But over here, by Gerushin, it's clearly not a kinyan, it's just a nice and so Reb Chaim Moizer says the Gemara is beautiful. If you read the Gemara like that, the Gemara is beautiful. Lefizeh, So we have a Mefurash Gemara like the Ktzais, right? If you learn like a Chaim Moshe, the Gemara is mamash screaming to us the lamdas of the Ktzais. The Gemara is saying that Gerushin is only a Maisa Nesina. Where did the Gemara say that? These words? Mishum Debab Korcha Megasha is a fancy way of saying it's only a Maisa Nesina. Now again, you don't have to learn the Gemara like a Chaim Moshe. And we mentioned earlier, you can learn the Gemara Stamazay. The Bab Korcha is just a Kula. The fact that you can make Gerushin Bab Korcha shows me that Gerushin is not like regular things. So if it's not like regular things, Lagabi this, it's not like regular things, Lagabi that. That's the simple way of reading the Gemara. Says Reb Chaim Moser, if you learn the Gemara like me, you can answer up the Nesivus as Kasha. The Nesivus, to his introduction to Simon Reish, has a Kasha. In fact, the Nesivus number 4, Ulefize Nesiyash Mashahoyer Chacham Echad, Ahodi Reish Perak Azerik, the Mishani Malagetcha came by Karchoy. The Gemara sounds like if there'd only be two Pesukim in the Torah, if there'd only be one Pasuk, I would not be able to learn at Ganiv from Get. In fact, the Nesivus, why not? The Nail of Kedushim Meget Mehakesh the Yatzav Haisa. I have a great way of doing this. What you should do is don't learn out Gana from Get. Learn out first Kiddushin. Assume that Kiddushin also Chatzah works. Which means if a lady wants to get married, so instead of putting the tabas in her hand, you throw the tabas in her backyard. How do you know that works? Makash Shavai Litzia. We do it all the time. We have this Hekesh. Now once I know that Kiddushin has a Kinya Chatzah, so I can learn a Gana from Kiddushin. So Frek and Nesivas, what was bothering the Gemara? It sounded like from the Gemara that if you'd only have one Pasuk, you'd be stuck. You wouldn't be able to learn a Ganev from Get.
That's not going to work, because it's a function of Karcha.
Zogt Reb Chaim Moser, if you learn like me, says Reb Chaim Moser, then it's not a Kasha. Why, says Reb Chaim Moser? If you read the Gemara the way he understood it, the only time you have a Mais in the Sina, the only time you can get away with just a Mais in the Sina without requiring a Kinyan, is only if you have the element of Bal Karcha. So since Kedushin is not Bal Karcha, so therefore you wouldn't be allowed to be Makash Shavai Litzia. Because the only reason why you're allowed to be Makash, the only reason why Get has this is because it's Bal Karcha. And since Kedushin is not Bal Karcha, you wouldn't have it. Says Reb Chaim Moser, according to him, it answers the Kasha of the Nesivus. Okay. Now there's the problems with the Shtickle Taif from Reb Chaim Moser. Problem number one is it's not true. We mentioned last week, the Tzaris in one place and the Avnim Lum in another place has a tzad to say that you could use Kinyan Chatzar even by Kedushin. The Ramah on Shulchan Aruch has a shita like that. Because of Makash Shabbat Litzia. Exactly not like Reb Chaim Moser wants to say. Secondly, Reb Steinman and Ayosha Shachar asked on Reb Chaim Moser, he says, really? This is what bothers you? I can show you so many Gemaras where we make a Hekesh Shabbat Litzia where it makes absolutely no sense. Says Reb Steinman, example number one, the Gemara is the Havamina, you should able to be Garish a lady with Kesef. Because of Makash Shavai Litzia. Says Reb Steinman, does that make any sense? There's no logic to that. Okay, what kind of Havamin is that? To be Garish a lady with Kesef? So when we learned Kedushin, we spoke about this Havamin, and we spoke about Bechon, and there's a whole discussion about the Havamin was. Says Reb Steinman, so you see from the Gemaras that sometimes Makash Shavai Litzia is not totally in Lundus. It's factual. If it works by A, it works by B. Vizahu. So what's Reb Chaim Moser saying?
Why shouldn't Kesef work by Git?
What are you doing by
buying out of his
own? Oh, so that's what we talked about, depending on who's giving the kesef. We spoke about, so who would give the kesef? That's what we said was Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if I remember correctly. Maybe we have to learn Kedushin again. We've got to get out of Seder Noshim, I think. But okay, in any case, at least out of getting the Kedushin. Definitely not the Ivamis. But in any case, it's Machlokes Rashi, who would give the money. So then you might be right, depending on who gives the money. If she were to give him the money, then it would make sense. It would be the equivalent of buying yourself out of the deal. But if he were to give the money, then it's very strange. He gives the money to make the marriage, he gives money to end the marriage. What's going on over here? What type of ending would...
She give the money, it's been awesome.
Right. That would be sure, right? It would be a problem. Right. It would be hard to understand how she would give the money. But if I'm not mistaken, there were Shitas Rishonim that learned that
would...
They
have a dual ring ceremony.
Yeah, maybe. It would be hard to understand. I agree. But this is Reb Steinman's Tain on Reb Chaim Moser. But Reb Chaim Moser's Maila of what he has is that he reads the Gemara beautifully. According to the Gemara, reads so nicely that the point of the Gemara is the fact that it's a pircha that there's no kinyanim. Now, if you look in Rashi, number 2, I'm not sure which side Rashi was leaning. If you remember, we spoke that maybe Rashi holds like Tzoyis, maybe Rashi doesn't hold like Tzoyis. There's Stiras in Rashi. But Rashi reads like this. What does it mean, Mishum Debal Karchai? Kloimer. The Chiyoiv lo nami biyodo. Even when you put the get in her hand, Al Karchai, he eats her against the will. Vafili hochi yom rachmano, ditiskaresh. And still the Torah says, that's good enough for Gerushin. Hilka chatseira nami kanala. Therefore, her chatsa should also be kainah. I don't know. I don't hear so much from Rashi, Reb Chaim Moser, Shtickle Torah in the Gemara. There's no mention of it. From Rashi, it sounds like to me the way we started off learning the Gemara. It's a kula. The fact that the whole parasha of Gerushin is kal. Where do you see the parasha of Gerushin is kal? From the fact that even when you make a real Gerushin, you're using Bak Karcha. So that tells me that there's some built-in kula to Gerushin. So there's a built-in kula there. There's a built-in kula in another place. It doesn't sound like to me. I can't say for sure, but it doesn't sound like to me so much that Rashi is saying the lomnus of Reb Chaim Moser. Reb Chaim Moser in that same piece has another teretz. to his kasha. His kasha was from the Nesivis. The Nesivis asks, why don't we learn out Kedushin from Gerushin? And once I know Kedushin has it, I'll be able to learn Agana from Kedushin. So we said that there are other Chayim Mitaka say it works. I mean, we'll learn in one place and say it in one place. So Chaim Moshe comes up with an interesting chat. He says like this in number 5. He says, when you make the Hekesh, you have to be, it always gets tricky when you make the Hekesh of Gerushin to Kedushin. Because it's not the same person doing the same activity. Meaning, by Kedushin, who's the Kainah and who's the Makne? So by Kedushin, the husband's the Kainah and the woman's the Makne. By Gerushin, it's reversed. It's not the same thing. By Gerushin, there the Isha is the one that is being Makne. There the Isha is being...
Both.
Well, yeah. So let's hear how Chaim Moshe words it. He says like this. Lo yishayach lemeilav chotzer mikedushin miget. Did we get hachotzer eitzel hakainah? By get, how's it working? Who's the one that's using kinyan chotzer? The one who's using kinyan chotzer is the kainah. That's hamiskareshes. That's the woman who's being kainah the get. For lo yishayach lemikedushin, the hakainah hu habal. Who's the kainah? Who's the one buying something by kedushin? That the husband's the one who's buying something. Who the kainah idei shtar kedushin bechatzei reha? Achrei sheyadin and the chatzer kainah mekamakim. That's after we know the chatzer works. Avafi ahavamina. The rak beget kainah chatzer. Says Reb Chaim Moshe, but in the havamina the gemara that you only knew by get. So if you only know by get, you can only apply to what get gives you. What does get give you? Get gives you that who is the kainah? The kainah is the isha. So you only see that kinyan chatzer works when dealing with the kainah.
Are you talking about the kainah of? Of the Kedushin itself as the Kedushin, or the Kona of the modality that you're getting the Kedushin through? She's Kona the coin in Kedushin, but he's Kona her.
Right. So he says, So Rak beget Kona Chatzor Elamay Kedushin, the Afinim Makne Mimakne, the Kona Mikona. You can only have to be, it has to be equal. And it's also a Chiddush. Why it has to be this way? Why does it have to be the Kona to Kona, Makne to Makne? Why don't you just look at Chalois? Look at chalois. Don't look at who's doing what. Look at the end result. The end result is that this is the way you make a chalois kedushin. This is the way you make a chalois gerushin. But Reb Chaim he grabs says he says v'tirid zeh shemati b'shem godol echad. He says he heard this teretz b'shem of a chashev person. He ends up rejecting it from a gemara in kedushin. But this is what he wants to say. He wants to say that when you take a hekesh of al yitzir, we spoke about this a while ago when we learned kedushin. How far or to what details do we take makesh of al yitzir? How far do we go with this concept of Ayla Yitzir? So he wants to say, you don't just look at Chalois to Chalois and say, well, if X and Y works for Kedushin, X and Y works for Gerushin. It's not the way it works. You have to look at the parties and what the party's doing. Who's doing what? If the Kaina is equal to the Makna, or is it Kaina to Kaina, Makna to Makna? So he wants to say, if you go like that, so then they're not comparable. In Kedushin and Gerushin, the Kaina and the Makna are reversed. And therefore, since they're reversed, you can't do it. That's how he wants to answer up the Nesivis' discussion. Okay. So in any case, we're going to come out and say that this Gemara is somewhat more understandable if you read like the Ktzais. Let's just finish the Gemara on number 1 in Gittin, and then we're going to see the bigger problems that we have. And the Gemara flips it on us. The Gemara says, V'yash, meaning Ganev, so let it just write it by Ganev. Let the Torah just write that you have Kinyani Gneva by Ganev. And I'll learn how to get some Ganev. V'yash, meaning Ganev, Mishum the Konsei Rachmona. Because by Ganev, there's a Knas element. What is the Knas element? The fact that once you become a Ganav, you get stuck with all obligations. You're Chayv and Oinsim, you may be Chayv and Dal Vehe, and other things. I will get a Maloi, maybe that's not true, but I get Sotzrich. Frektor B'chayim Oizer, I don't understand the Gemara according to the Ktzais either. If you read the Gemara according to the Ktzais, that Gerushin is all about Nesina and not about Kinyan. So how do you read the Gemara? If the Torah would have only wrote by Kinyan Chotzer, I would say that the same way I could be cleaning something in my backyard, I can make a Nesina to the Rishosi Isha. What's the comparison? According to the Ktzais, it's not about Kinyanim. According to the Ktzais, it's what's considered her Rishos. So the fact that you're Kainid is not necessarily a Raya that this is considered your Rishos. So according to the Ktzais, how do you read the Gemara? This is Reb Chaim Moshe's kash. So Reb Chaim Moshe says simply, no. If the Torah says that when a Ganev has something in his backyard, that's considered he stole it, so what's the Torah saying? That that's his Yad. If it's sufficient to make a Kinyan, so the assumption is that's your Yad. So if it's your Yad, Lagabi Kinyan, it's your Yad, Lagabi Nesina. It's the same thing. That's how Reb Chaim Moshe answers his kasha. He wants to say that what you have to learn from Kinyani Gneva is if the fact that the Torah says that my hand is not only my hand, but it's also my backyard. What does that mean? That means my backyard is sufficient to say it's my hand. So if it's sufficient to say it's my hand with regard to Kinyanim, so it's sufficient to say it's my hand. Regabe Nesina. When the Torah says V'nasan, it meant not only to my hand, it meant even to my backyard.
You know that's Yad. Who said that you need a Yad by regular Kinyanim?
That's the Chiddush. He leaves off Tzarechin. That's the Chiddush of the Reb Chaim Moshe. His Chiddush is that when you look into the Torah and you see that the Torah created such an outcome, that by Kinyan Gneva, the reason why you're Chayef is because you were Kinyan. Through what? Through my Chatzar, it's the Torah's way. He understands that must be because the Torah is saying that this is considered your hand. That's his chiddush. He leaves off tzarechin on that. But that's how you have to read the Gemara according to Reb Chaim Moshe. Okay. So everything seems very simple, right? Two Gemara over here, two psukim, everything is simple. Which means According to the Maskanos HaGemara, the Torah had to write Kinyan Chatzar in two places, because if it only wrote one, I wouldn't be able to learn that from the other. Now the Torah wrote by both places, so now it's good, we're good to go. Now somehow we can learn Halacha Torah Kul. Okay. That's not so simple. Why is that not so simple? Because there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia number 8. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia number 8 that we have to see very carefully. Exactly how much time to spend on this Gemara, it really needs more time, but we'll spend a little time. The Gemara starts like this. Abu Kayim Barad lo Ktana ein lo Chatzar. A Ktana has no Kinyan Chatzar. The ein lo Arba Amos. A Ktana also doesn't have Kinyan Dalar Amos. Eb Yerichan Mishom Eb Yana Yerim Yesh lo Chatzar. Nope, not true. A Ktana does have Kinyan Chatzar. Yesh lo Arba Amos. The Gemara is talking about over here, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara. We're talking about, can you put a get in the Ktana's Chatzar? Okay? So Zot Gemara, Maika Mifki, what's the Machlekes? Marasav HaChatzar Mishom Yodi Yisra Boy. One is of the opinion that Chatzar works mitam Yad. Kihecha de isla yad, just like she has a yad, chatzah nami isla, she also has a chatzah. Or ma'asav a chatzah mishum shlichas this rabbi. And the other opinion of the Gemara is that chatzah works, the fundamental, so to say, of chatzah is working as an agent. Vichihecha de shlichas lasla chatzah, vichihecha de shlichas lasla, just like a ktana can't appoint a shliach, chatzah nami lasla. She also doesn't have kinyan chatzah. There's a famous of Kivegir and Ksubis. Kivegir and Ksubis says, what does it mean a ktana or a katan doesn't have shlichas? They can't be mamana shlichas, says Kivegir. It's Kivegir's chiddush in the beginning of Ksubas. Kivegir says it's not a chesaron in the lumdus of shlichas. It's not a problem that you can't have someone do something for you. The problem is there's no way a katan can actually have that appointment take place to make someone his agent. So Frecht his son asked Kivegir, whoa, 1 second, how do you read this Gemara? If you learn the whole problem with shlichas is not the actual chalais part, but instead it's the part of the minui. So the Gemara says over here, if a katana doesn't have a yach, you can't have a chatzar. Do you need to have a minoy? Do you have to appoint your chatzar to be your shliach? If chatzar is mitam shliach, do you have to go over to your chatzar and say to your chatzar, listen, chatzar, I need you to do me a favor today, I need you to be kind of... Of course not, you don't have to have a minoy. It's automatically your shliach, without a minoy. So Shlomo Eger asked, if Reb Kveger is right, that the problem with ketana is the minoy, so how do you read our Gemara? In our Gemara, there's no problem of minoy ha-chatzar. You don't have to appoint your chatzar to act as your agent, it's automatically your agent. So according to Reb Kveger, how do you learn the Gemara?
Again, why you don't have to go through the father if it's a ketana?
Because
she already
had once she gets divorced, and now she's on her own, or at least partially on her own.
While she's married.
Okay, once she got married, she now becomes on her own, and therefore the problem is she doesn't have a yad for kinyanim. Sorry?
So she can own a chatzar when she's mad. Before that, she...
Right. She wouldn't own anything.
She can own it in her own right.
Right, she can own it in her own herself. The only problem is, she might own it, and her father has no say in it, but a katana can't make any kinyanim.
How does she own it if she's...
No,
married?
For her. Let's say her hand. Right? Before she gets married, her father is completely in control. If she wants to get married, the father has to do the marriage.
Right.
Once she gets married, now she becomes her own balabas. She's her own person.
That's not owned by the husband?
We still have another problem, is that very nice, the father's not involved, but she can't acquire anything because she's a ketana. Ketana
don't have kinyan. What kind of chatzar could she have?
Ah, so that's the problem. So we said that, let's say it would be something like das acheres. Let's say someone else would want to give her a piece of karka. Someone would want to gift her, so that would work.
She acquire it, it wouldn't be owned by the husband.
That's right. Well, that would be just a problem bypassing the halacha. Let's say she's divorced. Now that she's divorced, she's 6 years old. And someone wants to give her a piece of karka. How is she going to acquire it? So the answer is, if the other person's makna to her, so the other person's das helps for the chasarin that she's a ketana, and now she can own it.
I understand that. But this is a situation where she's married.
Right.
And the husband wants to give a get by putting it in her chatzar. So my question is, how does she ever own a chatzar? Right? In other words, independently, so that it's her chatzar. Hey, it's either her husband's chatzar.
Well, we're going to have the same kasha in the Mishnah by us. We're going to get to that in the next line of the Gemara. How our Gemara talks about throwing it into her chatzar. What chatzar does she own? Everything she owns belongs to her husband. So that's the next line of the Gemara. We're going to get to that. I said 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. I'm not sure. We'll get to that eventually. It's in the Gemara. It's on the first page, the first piece of Gemara. Okay, we're going to get to that.
Well, I'm an ignoramus. I understand that.
Get in the Ganaf. You say by the Ganaf, in order for me to be a Ganaf, I have to have Ganaf.
Oh, we're going to get to Ganaf. Okay, we're going to get to Ganaf in a few minutes. I just want to finish up this Gemara. So we're left off with a Shver Kasha. Shlomo Eger writes to his father this Kasha on his father's Stigl Torah. Okay.
Meaning, at least have to have the potential to be, even though she doesn't need it in this case, the potential has to be there. The fact that she's out of the parsha of Shlichus completely, that takes her out of the parsha.
But again,
even though it doesn't
Rabbi Kvega was never bothered with that. That's the point. If Kvega had never had an issue that that someone can't do something about Avor HaKatan. Most of us think in Shlichus HaKatan means that the Torah said certain people are in the parsha, certain people are out of the parsha. Katan, you're out of the parsha. You don't make the cut, you're not one of those Jews, you can't have a shlich. Says Kvega, that's not the case. You can be a shlich and you can make a shlich, you can be in the parsha. But there's a technical problem, you can't ever make a mina. Why? It needs to be discussed why Kvega says. Some form of a das, whatever that is. But if you don't need a minui, so then you bypass the problem. So if you bypass the problem, you should be in the parsha. That's the assumption.
To the conclusion, you don't need a minui for chutzah. If someone wants to throw something in my chutzah, or I'll be gnebo or any kind of thing, I'm not going in unless I say my chutzah is going to be kohen.
Okay, good. That's something I didn't want to talk about. Yeah. Yeah, the Achranim have this discussion. They say maybe Taka, who says you don't need a minui? Maybe the pshat is normally when you consent, so that's good for the minui. But if it's something where we don't know, maybe you Taka, maybe you don't have to speak to the walls of your chatzah. But maybe there has to be some form of a agreement that I want my chatzah to function as my extension. As opposed to, let's say a guy's running down the block with a stolen goods and he says, I'm throwing it to your chatzah. I say, I'm not interested, get it away, I don't want it. So no one's going to say the chatzah works for you. What do you mean? It's your backyard. I didn't want it to work for me. Same way, I get a message.
That's negative das. You have to have positive das.
Oh, that's the question. The question is very nice. It goes the opposite. What happens if you have stam das? You're not thinking anything. So the Achrenim want to use that this yisoy to possibly answer Kvega's question. Maybe not. Why is it such a given that you don't need to have minui? Maybe you do. Maybe you do have to have a positive want for your chatzah to work on behalf of you. Maybe. But that's a question in the Achrenim.
How far did the yadah extend? So maybe
the right, so the question is, let's say you're yad, right? You're yad, you don't have to talk to your hand to work. Right, the answer is, it's assumed. Right, but it has to be assumed that you want your hand to function for you.
How would that work within the Sinus group work?
Right.
There's no kinyan here.
Right.
Otherwise, it's Baal Karcha, then she certainly doesn't want her.
That's right. That's the question. That's the problem by Gershon. That's why that was one of the choices, right?
Doesn't that depend on Sachalad and Shlomo and
yep, 100%.
That's the whole concept.
That's right.
You can't be Machayev me. If I don't want it.
That's true also. They talk about that also over here. That would be the difference between Zechiyah and Shlichus. That also works its way in over here. Maybe we have to learn the first parak of Bava Metzia now, okay? Yeah, this is all discussed over here in Daf Yud. Bava Metzia, all these svaras come up in the Gedolei Achronim. But what I wanted from this Gemara, besides this Reb Kvega, was the end of the Gemara. The Gemara concludes and the Gemara says, Chatzar Mishum Shlichus is Raboy? How can you tell me that Chatzar works out Shlichus? Vatanya, Biyodoy, Einli, Eliyodoy, Gage, Chatzay, Vekafif, Minayim? The Gemara is our Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara says, how do you know you can use get chatzar? Because it says in the Torah, v'natzim b'chol mokim. Tamlam himatzis himatzi b'chol mokim. That's the Gemara by Ganef. V'isa akadayit chatzar misham shlichas esarboi, imkei matzinu shliach advar aviru. In fact, the Gemara, 1 second. If we know that one of the ways you can use chatzar is to steal, and the chatzar is working as your shliach, that's a problem. We have a rule, ein shliach advar aviru. So how could my chatzar be a messenger to do an aviru? Okay, this is a... not for today's conversation, it must hold back and forth. When you say shlech lezver, okay, good. What I want is like this. The kaimalon yod, the ilial yod, the gaga chatzay, the kafif, and the night, the nasim, the chomokin. Talk to Gemara. The inyan get, kuliam loy pligi, the chatzim, shem yod, the yisrabai. Says the Gemara, you should know like this. When it comes to get, everyone agrees the lumbus of get is chatzim mitam yad, and when it comes to gneva, it's chatzim mitam shlechus. Okay? That's the difference. So what was the Gemara discussing over here? So ki pligi, when were the Amaroyim, all the way in the beginning of the Gemara, arguing about ktana, the inyan mitziah. They were arguing, what about a mitzia? A ketana finds a lost object, finds its way into her chatzah. Is she kind of that mitzia? What's the shayla? Ma'ar sova yalfina mitzia mi get. One man says, let's learn from get. If get you have kinyi chatzah, say kinyi chatzah for mitzia. Or ma'ar sova lo yalfina mitzia mi get. And the other opinion of the Gemara is lo yalfina mitzia mi get. This Gemara is a pella on so many different levels. Let's try to go through some of them. Question number one of this Gemara is according to the ketzais. How's the ketzais read this Gemara?
The Havamina is that you need a kinyan.
You're going to learn that Mitziah from
it's
get?
Havamina.
No, it's a machloikis. Ma'ar sover, it's a machloikis.
So,
according to the Ktsais, right, according to the Ktsais, that Gerushin is not about kinyanim. Gerushin is about Nesina. How on earth can you learn Mitziah from get? How can I learn the same way that I can be making a Nesina to the Rishosi Isha by get? I can be kinda a Mitziah? You can't compare the two. Right, so according to the Tzayis, the Gemara is Shver. Tell the school for the Machlokes. Right? Now we're getting really lomish. We're saying that now we're going to change it. That the Yisayid of the Tzayis is a Machlokes Amaroyim. That's the real way of saying it. The whole Yisayid of the Tzayis, if Gerushin is an Asino or a Kenyan, is telling Machlokes Amaroyim in Gemara Bar Mitzia. Well, where do you see that? If you're going to learn out get from Mitzia from get, you're going to have to say it's telling that Machlokes Amaroyim in the Yisayid of the Tzayis. That's the creative way of learning the Gemara. That's one issue with the Gemara. The other problem with the Gemara is if you're willing to learn out Mitziah from get, right? So once I know Mitziah works, so then why can I learn a Ganef from Mitziah? If I know that Mitziah works, I'll learn a Ganef from Mitziah. If I learn a ganav from mitzvah, I don't need a pasuk by ganav. That's another kasha that the achronim have.
No, but ganav is knas.
No, that's if it would only say it by that's if it would only say it by ganav. But here I'm going to learn a ganav from mitzvah.
What are you getting?
The other way around.
How could you learn ganav from mitzvah? Ganav has a tzad that has a knas.
No, that's the only reason why it makes it more chomer not to learn from it. It doesn't stop you from learning from something else. That was the reason why nothing else can learn from ganav. But why ganav can learn from something else, that you could do. So this is the kasha that the achronim have.
I don't mean to understand. Can you go back there?
Yeah.
What is the fact that it has a knas on it make it hard for some people? It has knasim, and even though it has knasim, it should be shver.
Okay.
Nevertheless, the part makes it easy to get it by a chutz. So I should surely call.
Okay, we'll come back to. I want to come back to the gemara again in a second. One more kasha on this gemara is another kasha that the Sefer asks. He says, "I don't understand." The gemara has a havamina on one man to omar to learn at metziah from get. What happened to bal karachoy? Our gemara said you can't learn at gana from get because get's bal karachoy. So how can you learn at metziah from get? Same problem.
What's the halacha mitzvah? So if you find it, right. So what do we
say? If you find an object, so instead of picking it up, it wanders its way into your backyard. You have an object that gets blown into your backyard.
Right.
So the halacha is your chatzah is kind of the object. So Gemara has a shayla by Ketana. Do we say that she has that or not?
So you don't have to return it to the person who...
No, we're talking about it's a real aveda. You have yirish and all the halachas. We're not talking about a chiv, a hesh, aveda. It's yours. The owner was miyayish, the owner gave up. It's a full-blown aveda. Whoever gets it first gets it. The question is, does her chatzah require it for her? So the Gemara says, learn at aveda from get. Asks the Nesivis, how do you do that? What happens to Bal Karcha? The Gemara said, you can't learn at one from get, because if you learn it from get, you're stuck with Bal Karcha. So the easy answer over here is, that was only if there's only one pasuk. After the Gemara in Gittin, then now we have two psukim. Now that we have two psukim, we now know that Bal Karcha doesn't make a difference, so now you can learn it out. Why did I start this whole conversation? Because I started this whole conversation to figure out, how do you know chatzah works by other things? General things, mekach u'memka. I want to buy and sell things with kinyan chatzah. How do you know it works? Where does it say it works?
Don't you have to know that your
chatzah
is becoming?
Yes, it has to be. It has to be mishtamer sadaita. You have to be aware of it.
Put it down over here.
But how do you know there's such a kinyan called kinyan chatzah? If there's only two places in the Torah, one by ganav and one by get, and each one has something distinct about it, how do you have the right to learn at other places? That's the discussion. This gemara about metziah. That's good for the discussion. If you hold, you can't learn at metziah from get. So the hakam metziah doesn't have it. So what about mekach u'memkar? I want to sell you something. So instead of giving it to you, I put it into your backyard. And you're standing there and you're watching it and you're blessing it, everything's good. Does that become yours? Of course, kinyan chatzah. Where do you know kinyan chatzah from? Terry says you learn it from Gerushin. The Gemara says you can't learn from Gerushin. You have pichas. You tell me you're learning it from Ganav. Ganav has a pichas. So the simple way out is to Mametzinu. It's a Mametzinu. You find by both these places, Ganav has its problems, Gen has its problems, you put the two together, and now you could say Shalom Lenafshi. The problem is, if you learn like the Tzoyis, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara didn't just say it's a pircha. The Gemara said it's bechlal no sheiches. The Gemara wasn't asking a pircha. When you have a pircha, so you can say, well, once you put the two together, the pirchas knock each other out. But according to the Tzoyis, it's not a pircha. According to the Tzoyis, there's no such thing called kinyan chatzah by get. It doesn't exist. So there's only one place in the Torah called kinyan chatzah. Where's that place? That's by ganav. And then you have a pircha. You have a straight up pircha. What's the pircha by ganav? The pircha by ganav is that ganav is a knas, whatever that pircha is. So if so, it's taka pella now. How can you learn out from other places, mekach u'memkar, or even mitziah from kinyan chatzah? If according to the tzeis, you have no pasuk. That's a big problem.
For that, it's better that you only have one. Because if you had two, why do you say tzrichu abarakach and emalamdin?
Because we know that. Because the nashlik from the Gemara made tzrichas for the two pasukim. The Gemara made tzrichas in our by us. Mm-hmm. So this is again, this is something not for today and not for our mesecta, but this is something that needs explanation. How are you going to work out all these other mekach u'memkar issues based on how the tzeis learned the Gemara based on this Gemara about mitziah? There's an idea behud over here, number 9.
Maybe you could say because I think along the way we had said that what it does is it defines, at least according to that side, it defines
yes.
The chatzah as your yad.
Yes.
So once you now define it as a yad, I don't care what. So I have a yad. It's not working through kinyan chatzah. It's not a new kinyan.
So if you say it like that,
it's yad.
If you say like that, if you say like that, then it's mirshav. Correct. Yeah. Now, there is a piece of Noi Deb Yehuda over here, number 9, where on one of the Hagos in Noi Deb Yehuda, where he thinks that we all missed the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was v'tzricha, not why did the Torah have to write two psukim. The Torah, we know why the Torah did what it did. It's why did the Tana of the Mishnah have to write in two places? Why are there Gemaras? Why are there Mishnais in two places to this idea? Of others, the Torah needed to write both these places. It was a kasha on the Mishnah. So if you go like this, then maybe answer some things. But okay, I want to leave it at that. I want to move on.
Rabbi, one second. Why can't you learn chatzah from shliach? In other words, we know there's a concept of shliach that does work, right? How do you know what that is, by the way?
Yeah, that's a pasuk.
Whatever that pasuk is, that shliach does work.
That's right.
Chatzah is no less than a shliach.
Okay,
good.
I mean, the whole difference between Mekach Lemekar and Geneva and Gerishin is that in Geneva and Gerishin, there's either always or likely to be an element of, Balkorcha, whereas by Mekach, remember, it's two people who want to do what they want to
do. So that's the opinion of Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that he thinks we all miss the Gemara here also. He thinks that the Gemara, there's no such massive chiddush called Kinyachatz. He writes Kinyachatz existed before the Torah was given. It's logical. Chinyachatz is logical. So what's this whole tumul over here? The whole tumul over here is because these two places in the Torah, both Gerishin and Ganiv, have a strange element to them. They both have something unique about them. When two parties agree to make Kinyachatz, you don't need a drasha. Push it, of course. It's logical. My backyard is me, everything is easy. So what's Ganiv and Gerishin? There's an element of something different. Ganiv is about Karchai. By get, it's about Karchai. And by Ganiv, you're chayiv things you never signed up for. So there's this strange element you find in both of these. So that was the Gemara's deal. How do you know that Kinyachatza works without the regular type of Kinyachatza? Regular Kinyachatza, two parties agree, it's Pasha, I don't need this whole Gemara. This whole Gemara's drasha was only why these two places that are unique. Now, if that's true, so then you have to go back to the Gemara about Metziah. What do you mean, learning out Metziah from me? What do you mean, I don't need to learn Metziah from anything. Metziah is independent. Okay, so then the Gemara about Metziah needs a little bit more explanation. Okay. That's right, right, right. Okay, so let's start the new piece of Gemara over here. If we go back to Rashi over here, number 2, yeah, I want to move on with this whole choice. Okay, yeah, whatever get is. Okay, Dr. Rashi, number 2. Rashi says that Gerishin is Bakorchoi, but Ganiv is not Bakorchoi. Dr. Rashi, Devar Maschol Aval. Aval Ganiv, Deloy Mechayev, Ishaji Inche Alkorchoi. Ganiv is not Bakorchoi. What does that mean it's not Bakorchoi? If someone throws something stolen into my backyard, I'm not cutting it just because it was in my backyard. I'm not kind of Geneva Bakorcha. Ema, says Rashi, maybe midaita nami leitikni lechatzeru. Maybe since it doesn't work Bakorcha, chatzeru doesn't work, im loy moshach, unless I actually do a maisa meshicha, kigoin, nichnasa lechatzeru evinal b'fanel. Rashi says, how would you become a ganav through kinyi chatzeru? You'd actually have to have the animal come into here, and you slam the door closed, you lock the door, you have to do a maisa. This is the words of Rashi. So Rashi is saying that the only way kinyachotza would work by a ganiv would not be if, let's say, you know there's a stolen animal wandering the streets, and you sit back and let it stroll in, and the moment it gets in there, you say, great, now it's mine. So that's kinyachotza. So Rashi, no, that wouldn't suffice. You'd have to actually go out and close the door. Frektik tzais, why? Why do you have to do that? If a metziah walks into your chotza, and you're sitting back and just watching it roll, and just, you know, you're excited that's going straight into your backyard. Nothing, you don't have to do anything. Boom, the moment it hits your property, kaina. So frektik tzois, so why is ganav any different?
No, there's a difference, because it's not somebody else putting it there with the intention, and in other words... You have to be expressing an intent to take possession.
Okay, by Metziah.
By Metziah, there's nobody else that's giving it to you.
Again, maybe I don't want the Metziah. Maybe I'm not interested.
That's exactly the point. So it's not yours until you do some expression.
Okay, so let's read the Ktzais together. Number 11, the Ktzais is in...
Why does Rashi use the Lashon of Mashach? It seems like he's saying you have to do a Kinyan.
Good. Okay, so let's see the Ktzais inside. This is another famous Ktzais. We're trying to get as many famous Ktzais as we can get in. Number 11 is the Ktzais in Simon Shin Memchas. The Ktzais writes like this. This is number 11. On the right side. He's going off of Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. The Lashon of the Ramon Shulchan Aruch is the way you're kind of stolen property is going to nichnasol l'rishusai, you bring it into your shus, the na'al b'fnei, and you close the door. So, he's quoting Rashi. Umashma. De'im nichnasol me'atzmai l'rishusai. Says the Ktzos, what would happen if the animal finds its way into your backyard on its own? V'nis chaven l'knoisai l'gzeila. And we know what you want to do. This is not an issue of knowing what you want to do. We know good and well you want to steal it. You would not become a ganav with just a thought. Even if you're guarding the chatz, you're standing there watching this all happen. You can't become a gazan through thought. Until you do an action. Just like closing the door. One second. By a lost object, I don't need to do any ma'isa. But machshava great, that's good enough, just a machshava. Avol begzeila tzarich na'al b'faneha. When it comes to gzeila, you have to close the door. Oishiach nisena ba'atzmei lushu. So you actually have to take the animal and bring it into your chatzah. V'zeu shekasa b'shulchan aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. V'mechnisa l'rishu say. If you bring it into your possession. Avol nichnasa. But if it goes on its own, no good. So this is a very famous Ktzais. The Ktzais says these three words. You need a Maisa Geneva.
That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's
yeah.
Change the word. He's like, Shulchan Aruch is like,
No, that's Rashi's Lashon. The top is Rashi. The bottom is the
Shulchan. That's
Rashi. He's going on that Rashi that we read in the Rashi and Gittin.
Okay, but that's not.
Yeah. 100%.
In case of Hefker, you don't have to lift it up.
No. If Hefker walks into my chutzner.
I thought it was established it's on the ground.
No, no. If it comes into your chutzner.
You can't look at it.
If it comes into your chutzner. It walks into your chutzner. Right. Again, a lost thing finds its way into my chutzner, and I'm standing there, and I say, yep, this is good. I want this. So I'm kind of it. I didn't do anything. No mice.
If you let it in, then you did it for sure. You didn't have a separate
kidney. Correct the Rashash. Okay, good. That's the Rashash's kash. We'll have to get to that in a few minutes. But let's just try to digest this Ktzais for a second. The Ktzais is telling us you need to have something called a Maisig Neva. Why? Everyone says over the Ktzais, Maisig Neva. Why? Why do you need a Maisig Neva? Why does he need a ma'aser to be mechayev? He want. We know. We're not debating whether or not he wants to be a ganef. The ktzais was clear.
Because we know in general about averus. You don't do an averus. You don't get an averus.
Again, but over here the
point. The is not good in this case.
Why?
Because it doesn't work bal karcha. That's what it's.
But it's not bal karcha. He wants it. He's willing.
Since it doesn't work bal karcha, therefore there's something concern in chutzah. Therefore,
but again, if the if you look at a ganef, is more the end result than it is the how to. For example, if you look at a ganav as a stealer, what does it mean to be a stealer? The moment you're kainit, you become a ganav. So that's it. The moment it walks to my chatzah, I'm kainit, I become a ganav. Why not? But why?
Because something wrong with chatzah, because it doesn't work by karcha.
So again, but why do you have to have a ma'isig neva? You don't need to have that by a mitzvah. By mitzvah, I can be kainit without any ma'isa.
Because once something's usher, something's not usher. I mean,
so what? Why did that change? So that's why I need a ma'isig neva?
Beis Din needs to be certain what you're.
No, no. Again, that's why I read the tzais and we're not debating. There's a chedush. There's a mechtav yad. The ritva and chedush mechtav yad makes it sound like what everyone else is saying. That's the reason why you need a ma'isig neva, is because how else do we know what you want? That's a simple.
By kedushin, we know what if the guy says mefarish what I want, and right, he doesn't do an act of kedushin, it's not good enough.
So that's because over there you need to make a kinyan. Here I have the kinyan. My chotzer is the kinyan.
You're changing ownership.
Fine.
So
why again? But again, if kinyan chotzer works without a ma'aser kinyan, whatever that means, right? If every kinyan chotzer works without any action, it's a passive kinyan. So why is it any different over here?
Because maybe that's part of the definition of being a ganav. It's a Reb Chaim. God yeah. is focused on the Maisig Neva.
Yes.
So it's hard to say it's Maisig Neva when an animal has walked into your property. Suppose with Goslin, maybe.
So we're going to see the Achrayim make this the distinction between Ganav and Goslin. We're going to see, but they don't really focus. They focus more on the Dal Vehe versus the Karen. That's what they're mechalik between. We'll see that in some Gedalia Achrayim make this distinction. But this is the famous Yisrael that they bring down from the Tzais. That the Tzais is Medayik from Rashi, that you have to have a Maisig Neva. But he brings a Raya. He backs it up. He brings a Raya from a Mishnah in Bam Mitzia. Mishnah talking about a case where someone's a shamer and he decides to use it. So that's called shlichus yad. So halacha is a chiddush akra that when a person decides to use something that he's watching, he becomes a ganav. So what's the case of the Mishnah where the guy was watching a barrel of wine? So the Mishnah says over there, ketzad hittes achavis, if he bends over the barrel, higbi of a notel hemen reveres v'nishbar. Let's say he picks it up and then something happens, so then he's chayv on the whole barrel. But if he didn't pick it up, then he's not chayv. Says the Tzais, what do you see from here? That if he just tips it without picking it up, so he never did a Maisig Neva. So without a Maisig Neva, you see, you don't become a ganav. Says the Tzais, this is the right to me. Why wouldn't he own it over here?
He's just watching. He's a
shomer. I'm saying the moment he decides to steal it, so now he gets kinyan ganeva, right? A ganav is never really owner, right? He can't really own something that belongs to something else. That's the chiddush of kinyan ganeva. So why doesn't he have kinyan ganeva here also? So the Dvar Ram has a chap over there. Dvar Ram says the guy only wants to steal some of the wine. So then he wants to use the chotzer. It's going to be not his chotzer. It's going to be the chotzer of the barrel. The barrel belongs to the nignav still. So he can't have kinyan chotzer. That's the Dvar Ram's chap. But this is the territory. So the tzois brings a raya that from a Mishnah Bal Metzia that you need to have a ma'aser neva. Okay. Belina, the next week we're
going
to see.
What's going on, Rashi? Rashi said, yep. Yep. Right? Therefore, this chatz is not going to work even midas.
Right.
So it has something to do with the chatz.
Yeah, but Rashi explains at the end. What do you need to do to make kinyan chatz work? You have to be a noble for that. Why?
Because the chatz itself is not going to work.
Why?
There's something wrong with chatz because chatz doesn't work by karcha.
But it works by a mitzia.
Okay, but by here it doesn't
that's,
work.
That's the Tzais' question. That's what the Tzais' is trying to figure out.
But it's not the ma'isa, it's the chatz.
But what's wrong with it?
I don't
again,
know.
Again, the Tzais says you know you want to do it.
But I know that it has to do with the chatz, not with the ma'isa kinyan.
Okay, good. Let's just wrap this up with one last marmaka. I don't know if they're waiting for us or we're supposed to be waiting for them. But there's a Tzais and Baba Kama. Taisus and Baba Kama number 12. Again, believe that the next week we're going to get much more into this Taisus. We're going to see that. But I just want to wrap up with this Taisus and Baba Kama. Taisus and Baba Kama says like this. Pirish. Shevigondva biyadei mamish. What does it mean to steal mamish with your hand? Gaga chatzeir kloimer. How do I know you can even steal through your chatzeir? Zak Taisus kloimer. Shehekisha b'makel. You hit it with a stick. Mei chatzeiroi shel balabayis. V'nichnasa legagoi chatzeir v'karfifa. So Tosfos learns that what's the case of kinyan chatzah by gneiva, that you smack the animal, that motivates the animal to go from the owner's possession into your possession. So frek the achreidim again, what's with this hitting of the animal?
That's the same as the
gate. Why do you, so zok the achreidim, you see that Tosfos is of the same basic, you did a maisig gneiva.
Right.
So here's the chakir. Do Rashi and Tosfos argue fundamentally about something over here? Or they're having a very different machlokes. Meaning, it seems like from Rashi and Taisus you have to have what Tzais would call a ma'asig neiv. Now it's interesting that Tzais never mentioned Taisus as a right, as you said. It's a mefurshe Taisus. Why else do you got to smack the animal? So you could say there's a lomdush machlokes Rashi and Taisus. They both agree to have a ma'asig neiv. But where's the ma'asig neiv taking place? Is it in the chavtza of the gneiva, or is it sufficient to do it in the chatzah? Rashi says, no, but for now you're doing it to the chatzah. Taisus is saying, no, you got to smack the animal. You got to do the ma'asig neiv into the davar hanignaf.
So according to Rashi, you would have to, if you let it into your chatzah without then closing the gate,
I don't think Rashi would tell you, so let's go the other way. What would Rashi, the Rashash has a kasha.
Or you hit it anyway.
So the Rashash has a kasha in this whole place. He says, I don't understand. If you hit the animal, and the animal, that's called kinyan meshicha.
Right.
Kinyan meshicha, you don't need kinyan chatzah. So that's why Rashi didn't learn like Taisus. Right, that's considered meshicha. If you hit the animal, it's kinyan meshicha. So the Achorayim say, that's why Rashi didn't learn like
Taisus. What if you put like meat at the edge of your chatzah?
So Mr. Shem, next we're going to talk about what happens if you call the animal. Karola, you call the animal, come, and the animal comes. Is that going to work? Maybe I'm calling him a... Where's the Maisik Neva there? Is it Kriya Maisik Neva? But we'll do that the next week. We'll get into that issue.